The word cybernetics is quite intimidating and it sounds so sophisticated. If you can talk to me about this relationship that cybernetics presents, that the human as designer and the machine as designer, what does that mean and what is that relationship? Please just shed some light for humankind and for the rest of us who are not in academia.
Well, let's step halfway back and explain that cybernetics is a word, comes from the Greek, meaning to steer, as in to steer a ship. And not just to steer any old ship in any old way, but to steer it artfully, to steer it well, to steer it magnificently. Now, what does that mean? That means that you have a goal, and you see the goal, and you act to get toward the goal, and then you get blown off course. If you're on a ship, you're blown off course by wind and tide. And so what do? You see, that's where I want to go, and that's where I'm going. Oh, no, I'm not going where I want to go. So I correct. I use information of the error I'm making as feedback to change my behavior, to change my action. This is cybernetics. And this is what every intelligent thing does. From an aunt, not my aunt, I love my Aunt Rose, but that's what I'm talking about, a little tiny thing that runs around, to people, and to machines that have goals. For example, a thermostat has a goal. It says, I want to keep this room 68 degrees so that Dr. Wise is comfortable. And you know what it does? It says, oh, it's not 68 degrees. It's 65 degrees. So what does it do? It turns on the heater. And it turns on the heater until 68. So you see, it's acting, checking, comparing to goal, acting, checking. This is cybernetics. Unfortunately, cybernetics is a word got usurped. It got stolen by cyberspace and cybersecurity and cyber this and cyber that. So it's been taken over. But as you can see from my explanation, that cybernetics is what robots also need. So the beauty of cybernetics is it doesn't matter what it's made out of. Is it a person? Is it a little tiny insect? Is it a social group? Is it an organization? Is it a cell? All of these things are subject to using information to compare what they want to what they have and to change their actions to achieve a goal. So this is cybernetics. So you asked a question about design. Understand design as a process of seeing where we are and formulating, not instantly, but in time, together in conversation, what we might want to go to, what we might want to become. Design is a process of being where we are and seeing where we would prefer to be. We can do this as people in our conversations, because this is what we do all the time. Families do it. Teams of product building people do it. Organizations do it. I do it. I say, what do I want to be today? I want to be someone who's written a wonderful paper about cybernetics. And I am, and I do. But I don't do it instantly. It happens because that's my goal, and I design a way to aim toward my goal, and then I make some mistakes, and I get confused, and I watch too many pixels. But then I return to my paper. So the process of design is essentially a process of going where you want to go, where the wanting emerges as part of the going, because you don't know ahead of time where you might want to end up, because your goals may emerge, your goals may evolve. Anyway, so this is what people do. This is what smart people do when they design. Now, machines can do that. Machines can be given a goal. They can be given a sense of what the direction is to take, and they can be given the opportunity to change what their goals are, just as people change what their goals are. Now, the problem is the machines we have today, they're making their goals, and the people are making the people goals, and they're not compatible. Because whoever's designing the machines that design the goals, for example, what to watch next on Facebook, what to watch next on YouTube, what to buy next on Amazon. These are all things taking you down a particular path. It's trying to design your way in a direction as a machine. But the values are in conflict with the values of the people. And this conflict is fundamentally a problem. It's why people are getting, some people, a few people, three people, are getting richer and richer and richer and richer. And everyone else is getting poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. So machines can design, people can design, but the values must come together.
So do humans add the goals to the machine, or do the machine auto-generate its own goal?
I think if you decouple the machines entirely, then you have chaos. You have Terminator. You have terrible dystopian sci-fi. Pardon?
Like Skynet?
Yes, of course. Things like that. And that's terrible. So when it's disconnected, when it's running free, when it's doing its own thing, that's bad. That's a kind of contagion that we don't want. But I think we've already made a kind of contagion with what we're doing, what we're allowing, what we're using in Facebook and in Amazon and in Google. It's very difficult to say. Google, Dr. Weissens.
Can you speak about fake news?
Fake news. It amplifies bullshit. And it amplifies it because it knows that people are more likely to look at something next if it's more sensational, more crazy, more ridiculous, more emotional, more dangerous, more fantastic. And these things lead people down the garden path until they're being lied to and lied to and lied to and lied to. And then they believe the lies, and then they become more and more polarized from everyone else. And then we have this unfortunate state where we are being programmed by the machines that we humans programmed, in the sense that someone programmed it, but we didn't program it to make people worse. We programmed it to make people rich. And those people are getting rich while the rest of us people are getting more programmed. And we're being destroyed.